From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Duncan in for Beth Ryak. Cap Radio Capital Bureau Chief Ben Adler is here to talk about whether California can keep the bullet train project on track in light of President Trump's threats to reclaim $3.5 billion of high-speed rail funding. And the squabble over redirecting funds towards a U.S.-Mexico border wall continues, with California lawmakers speaking out against the plan. Ben, welcome to Insight. Glad to have you here this morning.
You too.
Before we get into these issues, I understand we've got some breaking news.
This just popped into my email, and as we talk about battles between the Trump administration and California, this sure seems to be the latest in that pattern. So for some period of time, the Trump administration and the California Air Resources Board have been in negotiations over the Trump administration wants to try to set new limits or increase limits on vehicle emissions. And California has its own set of rules and regulations. And there have been negotiations trying to come up with some middle ground. California has a huge market, and many automakers are going to need to go economically with the California standards, even if the Trump administration was allowing them to perhaps have higher emissions for some of the cars. But this just in, the administration has decided to break off talks with the California Air Resources Board, discontinue discussions, they say, on this safe vehicles rule, safer, affordable, fuel-efficient vehicles rule. And the statement goes on to say, quote, despite the administration's best efforts to reach a common-sense solution, it is time to acknowledge that CARB, the State Air Resources Board, has failed to put forward a productive alternative since the safe vehicle rule was proposed. Accordingly, the administration is moving forward to finalize a rule later this year with the goal of promoting safer, cleaner, and more affordable vehicles. And so, I don't want to speculate whether this is in any way connected to what we're about to talk about, California and the Trump administration battling. This has been a long-standing battle between...
On its own.
Yes, on its own. And it could be, and I think we have to assume until there's other evidence to the contrary, it could be the timing could be completely coincidental. Nevertheless, as you said, on its own, it is very big news.
And so all we're hearing is he's backing away from the table, walking away, and we don't have any other details right now.
Well, I mean, this literally popped in a few moments ago. I'm sure the State Air Resources Board and perhaps Governor Newsom will have more to say about this in the coming hours. So stick around on Cap Radio News.
Absolutely. So let's talk about those issues, Trump versus Newsom on costly projects. Let's start with what? The bullet train. Where are we with the bullet train and the money that the president wants back from California?
So last week on this segment, we kind of sorted through Governor Newsom's State of the State address comments on high-speed rail, where he, in the moment, many interpreted him as scaling back or even abandoning the project, especially the large San Francisco to Anaheim segment. In fact, he's not. We've got an explainer at capradio.org, and I won't rehash that today. However, during his State of the State address, he said something, and we have a clip when you're ready to go to it, that I think may have poked a presidential bear.
Yeah, let's hear that clip.
Abandoning the high-speed rail entirely means we will have wasted billions and billions of dollars with nothing but broken promises, partially fulfilled commitments, and lawsuits to show for it. And with all due respect, I have no interest in sending back $3.5 billion of federal funding that was allocated to this project to President Donald Trump. That that fundamentally would have to happen if we just walked away.
So according to Dan Moraine of CalMatters, the amount of money the Trump administration is withholding from this project represents just a fraction, right, of the total cost. If that's true, what is the wider significance with this whole scuffle?
Well, first of all, it's a fraction of the total cost, sure. When you're talking about $77 billion, just under a billion is maybe not a huge amount. But that's just the unspent money that the federal government has promised California. California has already spent $2.5 billion on construction in the Central Valley. And the Trump administration has indicated it's going to try to claw that money back. So we're talking about $3.5 billion. And that's not really money. I mean, look, as Newsom himself said, as part of his comments that were widely interpreted to mean scaling back, I wish there were a path and money, viable funding for Bay Area to SoCal, but there isn't right now. Well, the state is still working hard to come up with all of the money for the Central Valley stretch, which is now going to be 170 miles from Merced to downtown Bakersfield. So taking away $3.5 billion, both a billion of unspent money and then forcing the state to give back $2.5 billion to the federal government, if the Trump administration succeeds on either of those grounds, that would be significant. And so if nothing else, what this does is it throws up another hurdle for this project, delays it even more. And this is a strategy that I think, you know, Democrats are trying to do with the president's national emergency border wall. Right. They want to sue it. They want to hold it up. They want to try to block it at every stretch. Opponents of high-speed rail have done that from the start, long before Donald Trump took office. So this could, if nothing else, be yet another delay for high-speed rail.
Just protracted endlessly.
Well, if you're Governor Gavin Newsom and you say, we don't want to give this money back to Trump, and that's really the reason we're going to be, you know, one of the big reasons we want to keep going. And I'm obviously paraphrasing, but that's there is a fair it's fair to call that part of what he said. Well, that tape was on Fox News, and it is likely that the president or one of his advisors quote from Gavin Newsom. So it really is kind of daring the president to do what he did this week.
So here's what the president had to say about this pending court battle.
We're going to be very successful with the lawsuit. So it was filed. It was filed in the Ninth Circuit. And I actually think we might do very well even in the Ninth Circuit because it's an open and closed case. I was put here for security, whether it's Space Force, which we're doing today, or whether it's borders, because if our nation doesn't have borders, we don't have too much of a nation, especially when drugs and all of the things that you know better than anybody, what's happening at the border. It's a bad situation. So I think we're going to do very well with the lawsuit.
So explain this, because this is a reference to
the national emergency lawsuit that California and 15 other states are filing. And so California is taking the lead, which prompted, and the reason this is all connected to high-speed rail potentially is President Trump himself tweeted about the two subjects together a couple of times on Tuesday morning. Later that day, this letter came out from the Federal Railroad Administration to the California High-Speed Rail Authority. And so Governor Newsom's office put out a statement from the governor saying, look, we think this could very well be retaliatory. So we'll see where it all goes. And that's why, you know, when the word came in on the State Air Resources Board and the EPA negotiations over the vehicle emissions this morning, some people are going to wonder if this, too, might be retaliatory. And it's simply too soon to say on that. We also haven't heard the president directly acknowledge that the two issues, the national emergency lawsuit is in California leading it, is the reason he is pulling back money for the high-speed rail train. I think in the president's mind, why is California complaining about a border wall whose cost is well below the high-speed rail project? I think that is where the president finds the nexus to be, although I don't want to speculate too much about what the president thinks. If you take his tweets at face value, that could be what he's saying. That is something, maybe not the border wall part, but, you know, a lot of critics. And at one point, Gavin Newsom was critical of high-speed rail in past years. You know, there have been a lot of critics of high-speed rail saying, look, the costs have ballooned, the delays have gone way up, and what are we doing with this project? So again, President Trump far from the first to criticize California's high-speed rail project.
And as we get into this whole subject matter, which is, this is kind of a little bit of a sidebar, but you are hearing the people who live in the area so worried. The state has literally torn up their town in getting ready to put this rail in, and now they're looking at maybe walking away. It's just crazy. So what I'm thinking about is, how does the president go about, and this is a very, you know, literal question, getting that money from California? Because Governor Newsom is not going to hand him billions of dollars. This is a court situation. How does he go about getting that money back from us?
Well, there's two parts to that, because there's the chunk of money that the state has spent and the chunk of money the state hasn't spent. So for the roughly $1 billion the state has not spent, that money is currently in the hands of the federal government. So California believes it is owed that under a contract, under an agreement. Presumably California would need to go to court to force the money to be given to California. Alternatively, if there's a new administration in a couple of years, maybe the things take care of that itself. Who knows? The $2.5 billion that California has spent, well, there the burden's on the Trump administration, in theory, to demand the money back. I don't know how that process works, whether they would need to go to court or if they would then just say, look, there's $2.5 billion elsewhere, you know, say health care or something that we're not going to send to California. Those are very complicated questions that need to be reported out. And I don't want to speculate about that at this time.
We have a lot of battles ahead.
I don't ever want to speculate. I don't want to, but I have no knowledge of this at this time.
I'm talking.
I sound like a politician. I don't want to speculate at this time. But yeah, anyway.
You're listening to Capitol Bureau Chief Ben Adler. We're, of course, talking about the battle between California and President Trump over big money projects, the wall at the border, a light rail, the breaking news. Once again, if you want to just repeat that real quick for people that might have tuned in.
That the Trump administration has broken off discussions with the California Air Resources Board over national regulations that would increase the maximum amount of emissions. I'm not saying this quite right, but it deals with vehicle emissions that are permissible. California wants a lower standard than the federal government. There were discussions trying to come to a happy medium, and the Trump administration just moments ago said it is breaking off those discussions.
All right, and we'll be having further news about that throughout the day on Cap Radio. That's all we know at the moment. So let's switch gears a little bit, Ben. You recently spoke with the Attorney General. What did he tell you about why California is suing the administration?
I sat down with Attorney General Javier Becerra on Tuesday, and by and large, even though I pushed him a bit, he stuck to what he's been saying virtually everywhere else in the media on the lawsuit. But I did get a chance to talk with him about another hot topic, particularly here in Sacramento, and that is whether the law that governs how police can use deadly force, should be changed. As we know, the Stephon Clark shooting last March led to renewed discussion over this, and a bill stalled at the state capitol last year. There are now rival bills moving forward. And meantime, the Stephon Clark investigation is nearing its end. And so my question to the Attorney General was, if, as many people expect, there will be no charges against the police officers who shot Stephon Clark, does that mean that maybe the law needs to be changed?
We're approaching the conclusion of our investigation on this shooting, and it would be inappropriate for me to make comments about an investigation that is still pending and to speculate about where it goes and what the consequences in the future for policy might be. Best to ask this question once we get there.
But very quickly, the bigger issue, does California need a new law governing the use of force by police?
California should make sure it's using it the best practices when it comes to the use of force, and that we should be basing our laws and our practices on what has proven to be the best way to do policing in any community. And so we're always trying to improve, and we're always trying to make sure we're doing it the right way.
I think we can describe that as a decline to comment.
So let's switch gears once again. We've got Republicans doing something this weekend. Come on, Ben, what are they up to?
They're gathering for their state party convention here in Sacramento at the Hyatt and the Convention Center downtown. And they're going to be picking a new state party chair. And in many ways, the debate over the party chair mirrors the debate over the future of the party and its viability, particularly in California. This is a California Republican Party with voter registration less than a quarter of registered voters. Republicans hold zero statewide constitutional offices. They hold one of four seats on the Board of Equalization, down from two. They hold barely a quarter of the seats in the state legislature, not even close to blocking Democratic supermajorities. And they lost all seven toss-up congressional races last fall. So you have folks within the party. There's a big argument. You've got on one side folks who are very strongly conservative, pro-Trump, Tea Party, saying, well, the reason the party hasn't succeeded in California is it has not sufficiently embraced Donald Trump. And once we do, And once we make the arguments, we're going to have a lot more people coming back into our tent. You also have a very vocal but much smaller, when it comes to activist, group of Never Trump Republicans who feel the president has accelerated a trend of the party not appealing to nearly enough Californians. Now, there's no candidate for state party chair from that Never Trump wing, because the way the party is structured and the delegates vote, there aren't anywhere near enough delegates who have that view. So they instead are going to have a group called New Way is going to have their own gathering in a couple of weeks in Sacramento. And then against all that backdrop, you've got what's left of the establishment. And so you have a candidate for state party. You have two candidates for state party chair from the pro-Trump Tea Party wing. You have zero candidates from the Never Trump New Way wing. And you have one candidate representing the establishment, endorsed by most Republican members of Congress from California, including House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy of Bakersfield, many sitting state lawmakers, including both legislative leaders. And so I think it's going to be interesting to see who emerges, because if a Tea Party leader emerges, the establishment believes that's going to be very bad, even worse for the party. That if for folks who think Republicans have hit rock bottom in California now, just wait. We're going to have a really big battle for the future of the party. But it's important to note that this battle does not include the Never Trump wing of the state Republican Party, or folks who have left the Republican Party because they can't countenance being part of the GOP right now. So those are the dynamics that we have heading into the Republican convention in Sacramento this weekend.
I would like you to do a rapid fire quick recap.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. But let's just talk about where we are right now with Trump versus Newsom, light rail, border wall.
Okay, so Trump versus Newsom, round 643, I think. I don't know. You've got whether or not they're connected or not. The president declared the national emergency as he signed the spending bill to keep the federal government from shutting down again. California led a coalition of 16 states suing to challenge this. It's one of many suits. That suit has been filed in San Francisco in U.S. District Court. It would then go up, in theory, through the Ninth Circuit. And Trump has mocked, Democrats for picking a venue where they think they're going to get a good ruling. And then on Tuesday, and that happened, I think the lawsuit was filed either Monday or maybe Tuesday morning. And Tuesday afternoon, lawsuit filed Monday. And Tuesday afternoon, the high-speed rail money was removed, or at least notification was provided that the high-speed rail money would be removed.
That is Ben Adler for this week's Capital Chat.
Roller coaster.
Oh, lots going on. Thank you for being here, Ben.
You got it.
We appreciate it.